This is an IELTS Energy bonus webinar invitation, structures for a 7 and up in IELTS grammar.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll be invited to learn live from Lindsay and Jessica in next week's webinars about getting that 7 or higher for grammar in IELTS writing. Hey guys, welcome to this little special bonus. I just wanted to remind you about the upcoming webinars on June 20th and June 21st. Guys, you don't want to miss these webinars. We get questions all the time from students about grammar. So we're going to focus on the sentence structures you need to provide variety for the examiner, because that's what she or he needs to see for that 7 or higher. It's the different structures. For example, we can't just do like subject, verb, object every time, right? That is one structure, yes, but there is also using there is or there are, which sounds simple, but it changes the whole structure. And how can we combine two ideas using the transition phrase like before verb ing, for instance? We are going to show you these sentence structures that you need to get that variety into your IELTS writing. So it will be focused on examples from writing task one, but you can use these examples, these structures, learn them perfectly, learn them by heart, and use them in writing task two as well. So, when are the webinars? Well, they are next week, you guys, so don't miss them. June 20th at 12 p.m. West Coast LA time, and June 21st at 2 p.m. West Coast LA time. You can sign up now, and I'm telling you, spots are going super fast, guys. We had hundreds of students come to our last one, and if you want to get your name in there, you need to sign up now. Go to allearsenglish.com/examiner. That's E-X-A. I almost messed up on the spelling. That's E-X-A-M-I-N-E-R, allearsenglish.com/examiner. Really try and show up live, guys. That is the amazing opportunity you have to interact with Lindsay and I live, almost in person, digitally in person. So if you want to increase your grammar scores in your IELTS writing, and I know you guys do, show up live. You can also get your name on the list, and there will be a recording. However, you won't get the special exclusive offers only available to those students that show up live. So again, guys, sign up at allearsenglish.com/examiner. So we are going to be focused on grammar, yes, but you guys are also going to learn the other things the examiner needs to see for the other categories, because it's not just about grammar, right? You're going to learn what you have to include. What does the examiner need to see for task achievement, for cohesion, coherence, and vocabulary? What are these categories? We're going to explain all of that in the webinars, guys. So again, sign up now. Don't miss this chance. allearsenglish.com/examiner. And I will see you there, and Lindsay will see you there, and we will welcome your questions and teach you about grammar. Don't miss it, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.